I ran into a friend of mine on the street the other day. He was smoking. I started to kid him about quitting. I was sort of serious. We all know the dangers of smoking and how quick and deadly lung cancer can be, but I didn't want to be annoying about it. And then my friend said something that stopped me. He said he felt embarrassed to be smoking in front of me. Why would he be embarrassed? I'm not his judge or jury. Or am I? Is that how people see those of us with cancer? We're all facing the real possibility of our own deaths, much earlier than I think any of us expected. Does that make other people uncomfortable when they do risky things that could lead to their disease or death? I don't judge other people. Okay, except about smoking, I do think everyone should quit. Beyond that, everyone's life is theirs to live. They don't have to justify their decisions to me. But do we, as cancer patients, have some sort of moral authority that we're not really conscious of? Almost all the cancer patients I talk to, and certainly many of you who've written in, talk about wanting to make the most of each day. That doesn't mean climbing Mount Everest. It just means trying to appreciate each day of life, even the bad days. Maybe we've learned something most people talk about, but rarely practice. Cancer has a way of focusing the mind. When you're fighting for your life, it does change the way you look at other things. Your job, the small problems that crop up in day-to-day life, the little things that seem so big sometimes. It's easy to get caught up in all that when your future seems unlimited. But my friend's comment made me wonder. Do people think we're judging them? That they somehow have to justify their choices because we have a disease? Does the fact that we're fighting for every day of life mean that we do get to judge them? That we can criticize or condemn their actions if they seem to be squandering the gift of life? I don't think so. I don't think any of us want to be put in that position. I don't want people to change their behavior around me just because I'm sick. Cancer happens to all sorts of people, old, young, good, bad. It doesn't seem to discriminate. But it does change people. It's changed me. Cancer patients have had to confront their own mortality, to judge their own lives in a way that I think does make us different. But we're not moral guardians. We're not responsible for the health choices of our friends. We can advise, suggest, maybe even plead or argue, but that's what friends do anyway. If we have any moral standing, it's that we're simply trying to live the best lives we can, just like everyone else.